In this episode, I share with you a little tactic I used to increase the attendance at our state conference.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Leading LDS Podcast. This is Kurt Frankum. As always, so glad that you tune in and download and listen to these episodes, because I enjoy making them and getting all those many comments back of people really appreciating the content and interviews that we put out there. Recently, I got a few messages back about the series I did about gay Mormons, same-sex attraction, whatever terminology you want to use, and also transgender Mormons. Really interesting to see the variety in opinions there. And, you know, some people thought it was, especially the transgender Mormon, was too specific of an issue. It was very, very small. It's just not happening. It's just not an issue for most leaders. And the reality is, maybe it's not. But I really think that anything in the LGBT realm is happening more than you realize. And again, my point isn't to address all the big issues in Mormonism related to leadership, though we probably spend most of our time there. But my hope is, you know, if a bishop or Elders Quorum president, Relief Society president listens to that episode, even with no experience with it, and in a few weeks, a few months, or even next year, they have somebody who's transgender walk in their office, at least they've started to process what that means or what that looks like, and can relate on some level of understanding to that individual. Because those people coming to that office really just simply want to be related to. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, I encourage you to go back, check them out. Even if they think, well, that has nothing to do with anything I'm dealing with, I promise you it'd be a benefit for you to listen to that episode and at least gain a little understanding on what that world looks like, so that if you are faced with that as a leader, you know the best way to start to love that individual and find a place for them in the gospel and in your local unit. So this episode is actually another one where I wrote an article. It's not really meant for an audio delivery, but nonetheless, I know you're busy and I always like to at least read through these so that if you don't have time to read it, at least you're listening to it. And I share a tactic that I used for my first state conference as a member of the state presidency and how we really increased attendance to there and got people excited for the upcoming state conference that really turned out to be very well attended. And I thought, you know, I should share this, because if you're doing something that's really working in your leadership, you should share it. And I would love to make Leading LDS open to you to share those ideas that are really making a difference in your quorum or group or ward. And so I'm leading by example here, folks, sharing what works for me. So I'll read through this article and I'd love to get your feedback or other ideas that you've used to increase attendance at not only state conference, but any activity in the church. Listen in. Every 6 months, state conference is a symbolic mile marker for most state presidencies. When one ends, the next one is ready to be planned for. Having the experience of going through my first state conference as a member of the state presidency, I realized what a hectic time it is for the state presidencies as they plan each detail. Not to mention, we had a visiting authority that really makes you feel like you're being graded each step of the way. With so many items to consider when planning a state conference, stake leaders can be left holding their breath when the weekend arrives, hoping that people actually show up. I'd like to share with you a strategy we use to assure that people showed up for state conference. It's hard to say what works and what doesn't, but we were very pleased by the results, and we calculated that we had about 20% more people in attendance than prior state conferences on average. So here's the steps that we went through. Step one, create a private Facebook event for state conference. I remember back when I was in a bishopric and announcing state conference for 4 to 6 weeks at church prior to the actual state conference, and then being frustrated when a member would ask why nobody was at sacrament meeting the day of state conference. The reality is, announcements or ward bulletins are not very effective. Most people need a constant reminder the days leading up to state conference. A Facebook event is a great way to do this. I would recommend that you create a Facebook event 4 to 6 weeks prior to your state conference. In my situation, I was a little late and created it 2 weeks prior to the state conference, and it still made a huge difference. When you create the event, you can add event names, which would be state conference, a location, which would obviously be the address of your stake center, date and time. And I did the date and time for the beginning of the Saturday evening session until the end of the Sunday general session. And you can also add a description. Be sure to allow guests to invite friends to the Facebook event and check that box. If you'd like to see an example of what we put as the description, I encourage you to go to leadinglds.com and check out this post. I've pasted the text to what we use. It's very simple with listing the date and time and location of which session, of each session. Step two, dress up your Facebook event page. Using a free tool called Canva, I made a simple image for the event image. This took no design experience at all since I used one of the Canva templates. So if you go to canva.com, you can see how this is done. So if you go to Leading LDS, again, referencing this article, you can see what the image looks like that I created. I used a simple photo from the LDS Media Library, which is free for anybody to use for things like this. I referenced the name of our stake and the dates of the state conference theme, which was "What is your next ordinance?" is most prominent on the image. I then uploaded it as the event image on the Facebook event page. Dressing up the event page will help it get more noticed and help the event feel like an official event, which it is. Step three, invite people to the Facebook event. Your state conference event page is worthless unless you have people coming to the event. Like I said before, I only had 2 weeks to invite people to the event, and in those 2 weeks, we were able to invite 336 people. That doesn't mean a few of us in the state presidency invited 336 people to the event. That was the efforts of everyone invited to the event, because those invited can invite others that they are connected to on Facebook to that event. To start the wave of invites, we sent out a mass email to the entire stake, which is possible for the stake president to do in the leadership and clerk resources on LDS.org. In that email, we shared the message we put in the description, and we encouraged people to find the Facebook event for state conference. Each member of the state presidency logged onto our Facebook account and invited every Facebook friend that lives in our state boundaries. We then sent out a message to the bishops to invite all their Facebook friends that live in the state boundaries. Every few days, we would put a message on the event page encouraging those invited to invite all of their Facebook friends that live in the boundaries of our stake. As you can see, it is a word of mouth process and can't be done overnight. Step four, create a flyer to share at church the week leading up to state conference. We then went back to canva.com and used one of their templates to create a simple flyer we could print out and share at church the Sunday leading up to state conference. If you go to Leading LDS and look at this article, you can see an example of what our flyer looked like. Now members of the stake had a visual reminder to place on their fridge. Step five, share, remind, share, and remind. At this point, you will see the invited number on your Facebook event increase day by day as more and more people are being invited by their fellow stake members. Your work is not done. But the good news is you have a captive audience through the powers of Facebook events. At this point, you will want to create images using canva.com that will get people in the spirit of state conference and also highlight the theme of your state conference. You can also search the LDS Media Library for various memes related to your theme. You may want to post something twice a week on the events page when you are more than 4 weeks out from the day of state conference, and then increase that number of posts as it draws closer, maybe 3 or 4 times a week. I posted daily the week leading up to state conference, so nobody had a chance to forget it was happening during the coming weekend. If you go to this article on Leading LDS, you can see examples of images and memes that I created to help remind people to be to state conference. Now, it was amazing the engagement that we had by posting these images and giving reminders through the Facebook events page. It was very unifying as a stake, and members got to know each other through their comments, and they would even ask questions if something was unclear about the upcoming stake conference. The night of our Saturday evening session, I was shocked to see the second overflow, which was the gym, needed to be opened in order to fit everyone in attendance. I couldn't remember a time before when we have needed the second overflow for the Saturday evening session. Sunday was no different. It was obvious we had a good number of additional people there. The icing on the cake was how many people of the stake approached the stake presidency and commented on how much they appreciated the Facebook reminders. This model could also be used for any activity you have in your local ward or stake. We look forward to using this approach the next time we are gearing up for stake conference. That reminds me, I should probably start writing my talk for the next stake conference. If you go to Leading LDS on this article, once again, as you can see, it's a very visual article, but I also share a link to a video that another stake presidency created before their stake conference that was really a fun and unique way to post something on Facebook to remind people to attend stake conference. So I encourage you to go to Leading LDS and check that out. All right, that concludes my article about how to increase state conference attendance by 20%. And it felt good to not do an episode that was so heavy, you know, as I've done recently. Just a fun episode of a simple tactic that any leader can use for any activity to increase attendance. And again, I've seen some great results there. I sure appreciate you tuning in. And as always, I'm looking for help. I actually had someone contact me last week that said, "Hey, I understand you're looking for some help with your newsletter to put that together and make sure it gets sent out weekly." I thought, man, thank you. Yes, I do need some help. And really, it's going to take 20 minutes, 15 minutes maybe, or less a week for him to contribute to Leading LDS and really help me make this a well-oiled machine of content and resources. Because the quicker I can get resources out there, the better and more quickly it will bless the lives of thousands of leaders. And that's really my intent. So it's just awesome to see people contact me, even the attorney that's helping me file all the papers and get everything in line to make Leading LDS a nonprofit, which I'm very excited to get that behind me so we can move on. Because once that's in place, I have big plans I'm excited to share with you in the near future once that's done. As always, go to leadinglds.com/help, H-E-L-P. And look at some variety of ways. Most of those ideas on there take less than 5 minutes or, you know, a little bit more, but there's simple ways that you can help me continue to put together some great content and get it out to the masses so that we can really have a difference building the kingdom of God. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.